The Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
Dairy farmers, I do want to hear about from you about our next story. You, also, if you're listening, you might want to get in contact with us about Labor's agriculture policies. You will hear from the shadow agriculture spokesperson from Labor federally, Julie Collins, on the program today. We haven't heard from Julie Collins very often, so this is a good chance to hear where their policies are and whether you agree or disagree with them. That's coming up in the Country Hour. But as I say, we're going to talk about Dairy Poll now. If you're a dairy farmer, we'd love to know what you think these results mean and what you think this means for future leadership in the industry. 1300 977 222 is the number. You can text 0467 842 722 because dairy farmers have emphatically rejected a campaign asking them to pay more in mandatory levies to industry organisation Dairy Australia. It was called Dairy Poll, where farmers vote for how much of their milk check they have to pay for research, development and marketing. Now, farmers criticised the voting process because they had no option to vote to lower the levies they pay, only to keep it the same or to increase the fees. Now, the groups behind the poll were calling for a 20% increase in fees, but as I spoke to David Nation, the Managing Director of Dairy Australia earlier, that wasn't heeded by voters, with the majority voting to keep the fees the same. I started by welcoming David Nation to the Country Hour.
Great to talk to you, Warwick.
What can you tell us about these results? How did the voting go?
So the votes have just been announced yesterday and sent out to all farmers, and it's a really clear result that 64% of votes cast were for no change in the levy, to keep the levy at the same rate as it is now.
First things I want to talk about is, given you're the Managing Director of Dairy Australia, this is effectively a budget-setting device for your business, for your organisation. How will leaving the levy the same affect the operations of Dairy Australia?
It's a challenge for us, Warwick, because keeping the levy the same and the likely output, and the levy is based on how much milk is produced. And so the amount of milk produced has been largely stable for the last couple of years, growing or shrinking a couple of percent at a time. So we're in an environment now where it's basically a fixed investment from farmers through their levy in the services we create and provide for farmers. So we will definitely, it'll be a challenge for us now to say what services will we provide in the next year, two or three, and match our investment with the expenditure.
Are you going to have to cut services as a result of this?
We're still a couple of months away from really putting our annual plan together for next year. In June, July, there's our annual season for putting our annual plan together. So that from now through to then, that's our challenge now to say, where are we going to prioritise our services? We're clearly not going to be able to deliver all of the services that we talked about in the levy poll that we could have delivered if there was an increase in levy. But we're still this is still a substantial organisation, Warwick, with over $30 million of levies from farmers, over $20 million of matching funds from the government. We'll be able to deliver a wide range of services to benefit the dairy industry.
You're listening to the Country Hour. We're speaking to David Nation, who's the Managing Director of Dairy Australia, about the results of Dairy Poll, an emphatic result. Over half those who voted to keep the levy the same. David Nation, we spoke to the Levy Poll Committee Chair, Ron Storey, when these options were announced, and he said, under my questioning, what do dairy farmers do if they're dissatisfied with the result of Dairy Australia, with its performance? He said, vote for no change. More than half the people who have voted for no change. Is this a clear sign that dairy farmers are dissatisfied with yours and Dairy Australia's performance?
I've had conversations with farmers over the past few months. It's been a brilliant part of being able to speak directly with farmers, understand where farmers are at as they're making their choice voting. And there's a wide range of views that are wrapped up in making a decision to keep the levy the same. I think it would be unfair and unreasonable to portray it in any one particular direction. It's a simple question, and it's a simple result of farmers are voting for no change in the levy. And there's lots of individual reasons why people choose that, and the signal's really clear for us.
But the levy poll chair, chosen by industry, with some of your involvement, said if farmers were dissatisfied, vote this way, and more than half have voted this way. That's pretty clear.
So there'll be some farmers, Warwick, that will have voted for no change on that basis. There are many other farmers that have voted for no change because they believe Dairy Australia is doing an important job. And when they look at their own businesses and they look at the levy comes out of their milk check, they have said that keeping the levy as it is their preferred option.
So you don't think there's any opportunity for self-reflection from industry leaders that called for a 20% increase and clearly did not get that, more than half voting the other way? You don't think they need to take some self-reflection on this result?
We have to listen to the poll. The poll is our definitive voice of dairy farmers. So
by the sounds of it, you're clearly not.
An opportunity for self-reflection. I'm saying that the reflective part of this is there's a clear majority of farmers that have voted to keep the levy the same. And by keeping the levy the same, it does create a challenging environment for Dairy Australia. There's been no change in the levy for 10 years. And we'll respond in kind in delivering services at that rate of levy. There's 36% of farmers that voted for an increase. That's a substantial block.
Clearly, by the options given,
in terms of being reflective,
clearly by the options given at this poll, there was no chance to vote for a lower levy. So the lowest option has been voted for here. Clearly, by the options given in the poll, that 30% that voted for more is clearly being catered to more than the majority of dairy farmers that have voted the other way, but you're choosing not to listen to them.
Warwick, our emphasis, our focus on this is listening to the outcome of the poll. The outcome of the poll is no change in the levy. We're hearing that loud and clear. We are absolutely going to lead our way forwards as an industry, deliver services as an industry on the basis of cutting our cloth to that levy. And we're absolutely acknowledging that this is the farmer's view.
In hindsight, should have there been an option to lower the levy?
I think that the Levy Poll Advisory Committee is a group of dairy farmers. They're levy-paying farmers. They spent months interviewing farmers, understanding where the industry is going. I respect the work of the Levy Poll Advisory Committee. They are farmers making decisions and putting their report and recommendations forward on the basis of them being dairy farmers and recommending to their peers, the dairy farmers that pay a levy. This is the setup for a levy poll in 2022. And if you look around state farming leaders, for example, a very large group of state leaders all come out and said, we respect the work and the role of the Levy Poll Advisory Committee going into this poll. That's a really strong statement.
Yet the vote went the other way. It's emphatic in its rejection of the industry leadership. It was promoted by Dairy Australia, the 20% increase, and over half of dairy farmers have voted to keep the levy the same. And I'll repeat, the Levy Poll Chair said, if you're dissatisfied with Dairy Australia, you vote for no levy change, and that's what happened. So should some be questioning their position in industry leadership if it's not reflective of the rank and file of the dairy industry?
I think that this levy poll is set up to give farmers a chance to have a say, and farmers have had a say, and that is the most important thing that we're talking about today. The poll has been run. Results are here. We very much are listening. Our whole focus the whole way through is it's every dairy farmer pays a levy. It's really important dairy farmers vote. Through voting, we hear the farmer's voice. We're talking about hearing the farmer's voice. We're talking about what this means. We're talking about how we have to listen to that voice, respond to that voice accordingly.
Are you listening, though? Because dairy farmers flooded us with calls saying we can't believe there's no option to lower the levy or end the levy at all when the poll results were claimed. The poll chair said, well, if you're dissatisfied, vote for no change. No change was over half the vote, 64% of the votes. That's a significant number. That would win the federal election in a landslide. Yet you're still here saying the process was right, when so many dairy farmers were saying the process was wrong.
Oh, what I'm saying, Warwick, and the whole, you know, clearly I described there will be a review. This is the first time this approach has been used, Warwick. And what we are saying is that a group, an advisory committee made up predominantly of dairy farmers, worked all through 2021, listened to farmers, tried to understand where the industry's at, tried to understand where the industry's going, and put forward options that gave farmers a choice. Farmers have had a poll, farmers have had a choice, and we're talking about the results of that poll.
Yeah, but they're certainly being interpreted in different ways. David Nation, we do thank you for your time. We do thank you for fronting up and speaking to us on the Country Hour today. Thanks for joining us.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
That is David Nation, who is the Managing Director of Dairy Australia, speaking to you there about the results of Dairy Poll. How do you feel about that? Did you listen to him then? He said he thinks dairy farmers are being listened to. If you're a dairy farmer in Victoria, or in you can indeed be listening anywhere. I won't discriminate against you if you're in another state. Do you think Dairy Australia is listening to you? Do you feel heard listening to the way that dairy poll is being interpreted? 1300 977 222. You can text as well, 0467 842 722. Let's go through some of those texts now. John says, Warwick, re-dairy poll. The vote was hijacked from the start. The Dairy Australia people tried to muddy the waters all the way. There were so many technicalities to make a vote invalid. Then they came up with another term, which is on the lookout for in the future, vote exhaustion. Then to cap it off, there were two different mailing addresses for postal votes. I commend the people for outsmarting these bureaucrats and seeing through their smokescreen. More should challenge these self-enriched spin doctors. They're the thoughts coming from John. Welby says, generally, when there is a vote that goes so strongly against what was advocated, a few of the hierarchy seem to step aside. It will be interesting to see if that happens. Charles from Narringal says, the poll clearly shows that the cockies are very disappointed in the performance of Dairy Australia. The industry is very much in crisis. The views of Charles there. Chris in the Mallee says, the research and development corporations in agriculture have a long way to go. Regardless of whether it's AWI, MLA, Dairy Australia or GRDC, for those playing at home, that's the wool, meat, dairy and grains bodies where the mandatory funds go. They all forget they're at the top of the food chain in every farmer's business. They collect a levy before the farm is paid, and with this, farmers deserve higher transparency and outcomes, says Chris, who's a Mallee farmer.